Freeform listeners, the president of Tufts University.
This is Tony Monaco, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
It's all What choice was different when she was my age. Ooh, when she was my age. I tell myself she only want for me comfort and a mother's guarantee. Ooh, it's not selfish to live so free at my age. We weighed the pros and cons.
Ultimate Rock Radio with your host FR on WMFO in Medford.
Bringing you the hottest tracks from around the globe.
From around the globe.
Ultimate Rock Radio
with your host FR. Fridays at 11 a.m.
Keep it locked.
Ultimate Rock Radio.
On WMFO, Medford 91.5 FM.
And live worldwide at WMFO.org.
Fridays at 11 a.m.
Ultimate Rock Radio. Only here on WMFO. And don't forget to check out UltimateRockRadio.com.
cause I'll never see them again. It never ends, a child grow and up to be wild. Oh, every day.
Why I'm crying, why suspending Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Last dance, freedom's just a ticket away. Fat chance your hopes are riding high, that'll find a way to stay. Panhandle a sign, it's got something to say.
the touch of a velvet hand, like a lizard on a window pane. A man in the crowd with the multicolored mirrors on his hobnail boots, lying with his eyes while his hands are busy working overtime. A soap impression of his wife, which he ate and donated to the National Trust.
Hornsby, and whenever I'm in Boston, I listen to WMFO 91.5 on your radio dial.
Oh, dance without you, I would. At times.